Hello. I'm recording now. Oh. Okay. This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language. I am the Bomber.
And I'm the Belle.
And we are a black married professional couple.
And on this podcast, we share our experiences and tips as we traverse the swinger lifestyle.
Welcome to the Black
and Kinky
Lifestyle. Last episode, we were talking about how to bring up, you know, the lifestyle to your partner. You know, we talked about, like, taking them to a club, just basically exposing them to the lifestyle rather than telling them that you're just interested in, you know, fucking other people. So we gave you some tips there, but let's say you did all that. Let's say that you exposed them. Actually, let's say you've already asked them to go to a club or go to a house party, right? Just to see what it's all about. Now you're at the point where you're gonna plan your first play party or your first play outing, I should say. In this episode, what we're gonna do is just continue the discussion about, like, communication with your partner. And we're going to focus particularly on communication before you go out, sort of like in preparation, communication during, you know, your time at, you know, whatever location you're going to, and then the communication that ultimately has to follow, you know, the experience that you've had. So that's the topic of today's episode, is basically just planning your first outing. And the Belle and I have, like, a ritual for how we do these things. We also are going to talk about another event that we're going to be going to really soon that we're really excited about. It's going to be another hotel party, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about our sticky pages this time around, which is going to be our experience going to a kinky house party.
Man. that was interesting.
Yeah, there's so much to talk. We could probably spend a whole episode just talking about that party. But before we get into any of that, we have to talk about our hit list.
Yes.
So what is our hit list going to be on today, Belle?
Avengers Volume 3.
Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
Which I guess it would be the third chapter in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, they keep, like, numbering them, but, like, they just started talking about the numbers. I was like, I didn't even realize this was the third Avengers movie, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's the third, I think it's the third Avengers, because Captain America, the Civil War one wasn't technically an Avengers movie.
No, that was a Captain America movie.
That was a Captain America movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, so there was Avengers Age of Ultron, and then Avengers Infinity War.
And then there's going to be Avengers not named yet, because it'll give away what happened.
Yes, and we will not reveal any spoilers. We're just going to reveal who we'd like to bang from the characters in the film. And so, I know there's one character that's just close to my heart. None of our listeners could probably guess who I'd want to bang. But why don't you go first, Belle?
So, definitely on my list is Gamora. I know, something about, like, the green skin and red hair. Like, it's a look.
I wonder what color her nipples are.
They're probably, like hunter green. Like
hunter
a very,
green?
A deep green.
What the hell is hunter green? Like, is it spinach green? Because that's sort of what I'm thinking her areolas would look like.
It's like dark green.
All right, so dark green nipples. So yeah. What color is her hair on top of her head? Was it just
red?
Black?
No.
It's red?
It's red.
Okay, so
it's a very deep red.
A deep red. I don't remember her having deep red hair.
It's red.
Okay, I have to look up another image. I'm remembering black for some reason.
It's not black.
So basically, she's going to have hunter green nipples,
yeah,
dark green, I guess, and then, like, her bush is, like, going to also be red?
Will she have a bush?
So, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm like, Yeah, why wouldn't she have a bush? Does she have a species? Is her species not capable of growing pubic
No,
hair
I'm saying, like, she seems like a girl that might wax.
Okay. All right. It'd be nice. Okay, so you just basically see, like, a green camel toe down there.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, if she opened her legs, you'd see green skin and then just that pink little slit.
Mm-hmm.
Pink and green. Okay, I guess that would look like a little flower.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be very pretty.
All right. You'd still be somewhat of a pillow princess with her, though.
Yeah, no. Even though it's pretty, I'm not. No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You're not just going to give it a little sniff? Nothing?
No. Then my other one is, like, I'm really feeling this new Captain America, like, this very gruff beard, darker side of Captain America. It's kind of sexy.
Yeah, he had a rougher, more rugged look mm-hmm. in this film. Didn't have the helmet on, the little helmet headpiece he has. He didn't wear that once during the film,
which
is really interesting.
Like, he's really coming into his own.
Yeah, yeah. No, good looking Captain America. I think for me, it would be, what's her name? Nebula. Okay.
Why?
I don't know, man. I've watched her grow in this series.
You just had a whole episode talking about sex dolls, and you literally just said you want to fuck an android.
First of all, ma'am, she's not an android.
Yes, she is.
She just has robot parts. Okay.
What?
That's all. She's like Bucky, just little bit more parts.
Bucky has a fake arm. Like, the rest of him is real. She is. You saw the movie.
Yes, and I don't know. You know what? I don't care. I'm not going to discriminate just because she might be an android, okay? We watch Westworld. I would have no problem smashing any of those androids. No, I'm feeling Nebula. She's tough, and I think she would be awesome in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Like, her pussy could probably, like, transform into, like, it could probably go from tight to loose at will. Like, she could probably grow her breasts, like, just program her breasts to change different sizes.
Okay.
She could probably
Who
get her
that?
Ass to morph. No, I'm all about, I'm Team Nebula.
Mm.
All right. Okay, so that was our hit list. If you haven't seen the movie yet, go and see it. If you are a Marvel fan, it was an epic film. A lot of fan service. Great fights, great characters. Check it out. Okay, so let's get into our topic of the day. So, pre-play, during play, and post-play communication. All right, so what do you think is really important to talk about right before, you know, you go out, whether go out on a play date, go out to a club, maybe for the first time, a swinger club? What are some of the important things you got to talk about before you leave the door?
Well, what is your rules? Like, especially if you're new. So how far are you willing to go? Even though we're a full swap couple, we don't always swap when we go out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, before we go out, we definitely have a conversation. Like, are we looking for somebody to play with tonight? Like, is that what's going to go down? Or are we just there to have a good time? And maybe we'll just play with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely talking about those rules up front. So you already know before you hit the door, this is what's okay. This, you know, isn't, you know, we're not looking for that. And trying to stick to those rules once you get there.
Yep.
But understanding beforehand, just set up those boundaries so that there will maybe still some, you know, confusion and clarity may be needed. But at least you have a baseline set up before you even go anywhere about what you're interested in, looking for, willing to do.
Yeah, I think that's key, like, understanding how far you're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, like, have a honest and clear discussion. So I would say talk about, you know, as far as swapping goes, what are you willing to do? On our first outing, we just out the as far the furthest we were going to go on our first outing was just flirting. We weren't going to really do anything outside of that. And I think that's a fine place to start. Some people might not even want to do that, because even seeing your partner flirting with somebody may be something you're not ready for. But you want to think about rules around, flirting. What about dancing? If you're going to a club, are you guys allowed to dance with other people? What is that dance going to look like? How far will you go as far as dancing? Sometimes you got to think about that. Are you ready to be watched or watch other people have sex? Be clear about that. I think full swap and soft swap. Yes, kissing is another one. And as far as soft swap, I mean, it's just such a general idea. It's like anything but like full intercourse, but there's a lot between full intercourse and, like, you know.
Right. So does that mean like just heavy petting and making out? Does that mean oral sex and the variations there? Or does that just mean like parallel play, where you and another couple just play, you play with your partner next to another couple
while they're playing?
So understand what are the different levels of your soft swap. Because that means different things to different people.
Right. Right. And sometimes you have to also, if you're willing to sort of be, you know, dancing with another partner or dancing, excuse me, with someone else, it also helps to figure out what your nonverbal cues are. You want to have nonverbal cues. Sometimes it's just a look. You assume you, I mean, I know when the bell looks at me a certain way, like whether or not there's a problem or not.
Like, you know that look, like, nigga, you need to come here. It's about to be a situation. I don't know. The bummer tried to come up with these different, like, little hand signals and stuff that I was supposed to recognize and remember while I'm drunk and, like, partying. I was like, nah, that's not going to work. So, I mean, usually we're in close enough proximity to each other that I can, you know, just give him that look, or tap him on the shoulder or something like that. But
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think you can, you could think of all types of cute ways. Like, some people might have, like, a what is it called? Just a word. What is that? What is that word called? Like, if you're like, you know, doing something kinky and then safe word. There we go. I think it's a safe word. You know, you can have something like that, so that your partner understands. So for example, if somebody, you know, if you're talking to somebody who's like really unattractive and you want out of that situation and you want to think of a word to tell your partner that doesn't like make the person feel bad, you know, you can think of some kind of safe word, like, I don't know, just scream out apples and then your partner knows to come and rescue you or something.
Right.
But yeah,
you had to rescue creative. Me last night.
I had to rescue myself a few times. We're going to talk about that. But come up with some of those things. And the one thing I'll say is, the reality is, no matter how many rules you make, you're probably going to screw up. You're probably going to make a mistake at some point, or something is going to happen that you guys didn't account for. Give yourselves room to screw up a little bit. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, you know, the Bell and I, you know, there's sometimes we got upset with each other because of something we just either assumed or just didn't quite understand or thought one partner should have understood. It's just important to know that you're going to make mistakes. Also, before you jump into a play experience, please don't stay away from the following line. Let's see what happens. Just kind of avoid that. Because you go to these places, you get drunk, and then you make decisions that you normally wouldn't make. And, you know, you have to kind of live with those decisions and go home with your partner and then deal with them when you guys sober up. So try not to change your minds too much when you get in the situation.
And definitely, like, if something happens that changes the situation where, like, there's a really attractive couple or they want to do something that y'all haven't talked about, have the conversation in the moment. Like, it's okay to say, like, we need a moment to dialogue or, like, check in. Make sure you're checking in with your partner because it could be, especially at, you know, clubs or big parties. There may be something that happens that changes the dynamic and you're like, well, you know, is this okay? Don't just, like, jump out there doing something crazy. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to try fisting. Like, no. Like, have a conversation. It is okay to stop the play or stop the moment to have a conversation. And if the other couple that you were going to play with or whatever is like, nah, then cool. Like, that wasn't meant to happen. Because if they can't give you the moment to, you know, reconcile whatever, then that's they're not for you.
Right. So you're jumping into our next part about communication during play. And I think what you just brought up was the idea that if you have to check in with your partner, like, nothing else matters. Like, stay connected to your partner. So I'm going to give a good example, of when this happened with us. So we were at a hotel party. You should remember this.
Okay.
And you know, you were in the common area and I was in the room. And I think what had happened was there was this single female that was there that was really hot. She had on like this purple lingerie and she had a body type similar to yours. And I think, and then she was like darker skin. So I think that's why I was like, okay, I gotta get a piece of this. So, but she had been preoccupied the whole time. And so, it had come to the, towards the end of the party, or maybe it was the middle of the party, and she was, finally like free. But she came up to me. The reason why I found out she was free is because she came up to me and said, oh, I think you were looking for me. And I was like, yeah, I was looking for you. So we, you know, she grabs me and we go into the room and I grabbed what I thought was a, you know, condom and it turned out to be like an empty wrapper. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, okay, hold on. Keep the, just keep the pussy where it is. I'll be right back. So then I rushed to the other room where our condoms and play supplies were, and I could not find our condoms. And this was like code red. Like I was, like throwing stuff around. I like emptied our bag all over. I was like making a mess, like looking through the mess, looking for the condom. And you know, guys have a very, you know, you know, the hourglass is like running when we're trying to get a condom on. Because you know, you gotta be fully erect or it's gonna be a problem. And once it becomes a problem to get a condom on because you're not fully erect, it becomes a bigger problem.
This is a snowball.
Yes. So this was a code red, like emergency level shit. And I couldn't find, our condoms. So then I'm like, I go to the common area. And I see you bent over getting it from like this dark chocolate six pack having dude. And he's just going in, but he's going in as if he's like intimidated by the pussy. I think this was the guy that was like, he didn't plan on full swapping, but then you changed his mind.
But he checked in with his wife though.
Yes, he did.
They had a conversation and I allowed that to happen. I checked in with him first. This is like a side story to the side story, but he was like, okay, I think I need to get a condom. I was like, now wait, we got introductions. Y'all ain't full swap, so go have a conversation. And he went and had a conversation and homegirl was like, nah, you cool. So yeah, now continue.
Yes. Yes. So he was cool and getting into it. And so I tapped you on the shoulder. He's still thrusting. And I'm like, babe, where are the condoms at? I cannot find it. Because she's like, yo, they're in there. I'm like, babe, I cannot find those condoms. And she's like, yo, just you told me where they were. Still thrusting now. So I go back and look for the condoms. And I think right before I finally located them, you found your way off of the dick. and over to me just to make sure I had the condoms. And, you know, I think that was an example of being unapologetically connected mm-hmm. during play. Your partner matters and takes priority. So if you literally have to tap your partner on the shoulder while she has a dick in her mouth, you do that. I say to, you know, make sure, you know, you check in with your partner periodically, in order to make sure they're okay. Because if they're not okay and you're having a fabulous time, that is a problem.
Yes.
That's a problem you want to avoid. So just make sure everybody's having fun. Also, yeah, so the bell brought up a point that I didn't think about. The courtesy of, you know, keeping the other partner in mind. So you right. sort of stopped him and said, hey, listen, if you guys didn't, you know, talk about this, do it now. Sometimes you have to take that role. Mm-hmm. If you still have your head on straight, take that role. Because he was obviously hypnotized by Belle's vagina.
Well, my head game. He was hypnotized by my
head game. That's right. It was head hypnosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you were doing a fabulous job. I was watching you for a while. And he was just... You know who he reminded me of?
Oh.
So do you remember... God, what's that show on HBO? Insecure?
Yes.
Remember the episode where Issa got nutted in the face?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. He looked like that guy right before it happened. oh my gosh, this is great. But you didn't get nutted in the face.
No, I didn't get nutted. That's a good thing. Cause, I mean, I wouldn't have been as dramatic as Issa, but
yeah, it wouldn't have been a good look.
I mean, because that's, well... Like, that's one of the things that we talk about before play. Like, no bodily fluids.
Yeah. So, so again, that's something you might not think about. It's like, you know, what if a guy wants to bust a nut on my titties? Are you okay with that? Yeah. Or are you, you know, are you okay with me busting a nut on some chick's face?
This is rude.
some people like that.
I know they do.
I haven't been to a play event yet where a woman got nutted on in her face.
It may have happened, but not that I was aware of where that anybody got nutted on anywhere.
Yeah, I've never seen that happen. Although a few women have, like, decided they were going to take some of my bodily fluids in.
Oh, when they're getting head, they're gonna swallow.
Yeah, or we would be having sex. I would like orgasm, and they take the condom off and start like licking it off,
ew.
Sopping it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that hot? Like,
I think it's super hot.
Oh, okay.
But see, here's the thing. I don't wear lifestyle condoms.
True. So... That tastes like trash, and make you want to gag.
Yeah, the condoms I wear don't have a flavor to them. So, mm-hmm. like, when you put your mouth on mine, it's all me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, let's talk about post-play. So, I'm remembering an experience we had. First time we had a couple over our place.
Yes.
And this is the only couple we've ever had, mm-hmm. we've ever played with in our home. It's not something we do often. But, you know, this was the first night the Belle saw me having sex with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the questions you had after it was all over, and I'll never forget it because it kind of caught me off guard. You asked me, how did it feel being inside of another woman?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because clearly that's not something I've done. And... that just led to a conversation between us. And for me, that experience, I remember describing it as very impersonal. Mm. It was just, yeah, it was very impersonal. There was no real connection there. And that was an interesting experience. It was still good, though. I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
But it wasn't complicated. So what do you think are some of the most important parts important things to talk about after a play experience?
Well, I think after you need to talk about how you feel about the situation. Like, that's why I asked you that question, because I wanted to know, like, what was going through your head? How are you feeling? What emotions came up for you? What different thoughts are going on? Because we might talk about that later, but with that particular experience, like, I was feeling some things that you weren't aware of that were happening in the moment that we had to discuss, which had more to do with the play situation, not with you being with someone else. But yeah, so it's understanding what was going through the person's mind while everything was happening. Because when you're in the moment, it's really hard to think about all of that, or even have a discussion about that. Now, we've been known to, like, take a play break at a party and, like, be like, oh, this is great. Like, are you having, have that kind of little mini debrief. But, you know, you really, after the play, after you play with someone, or even playing with each other, it's good to just have that time to reflect and say, okay, how do we feel about that? How do we feel about people watching us have sex? How did we feel about other people, you know, having sex with our partner? How did you feel, you know, when, you know, your spouse was screaming, you know, from this dick that she was getting from this dude that was, you know, banging her out and breaking her back and stuff like that? Like, you need to discuss that.
I say don't keep anything in, you know, be as raw as you want to be. If you were feeling a little jealous, yo, talk about it. If you were fine just watching and not playing, say it. That's important to know, for next time. If you liked watching your partner, yo, say that too. Discuss the positive and the negative experiences, because it will inform how you approach your future play experiences, and you may evolve in a very powerful way if you get comfortable talking about these things. Talk about something that you liked that you would want to do with each other more. Yeah. Again, talk about it all. Don't keep anything bottled in, because when you keep things bottled in, especially when it comes to jealousy, it can fester, right? It just doesn't disappear. It can fester. And so just get in the habit of just saying, hey, listen, I know we talked about, like, it's okay for you to kiss other dudes. I was feeling some kind of way. I don't know if I'm okay with that. Or I was feeling some kind of way about it. I think this happened with you and I.
With kissing.
Yeah, with kissing, we had that rule, and then we sort of, and then I the situation came up. This is probably important to talk about. The situation came up where you were going to kiss a guy, because we were playing like some kind of truth or dare game.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there, and, you know, the bell checked in with me, and she was like, you know, are you all right with this? Because she was about to stop it. And I was like, no, go ahead. I think I'm all right with it. And I was fine with that. and I think there was one other problem I had initially, because when I saw the bell having sex with another guy the first time, I was having difficulty performing. And it wasn't a jealousy thing. It was just distracting. Like, the idea of you being with another guy was just so new to me that it felt like I was in foreign territory, and that got uncomfortable. And we talked about that,
In the moment I checked in with you, like, even though you're, you know, there to have a good time and meet new people and experience new people, you still, particularly as a woman, you still need to be in tune with your spouse. So, like, if you're not having a good time, I'm not going to have a good time, right? So I need to, you know, make sure I'm doing whatever I need to do to make sure that you have a good time, because the mechanics for me are easier than the mechanics for you, right? So even though this dude's about to stick his dick in me, I'm like, you know, what do I need to do? Do I need to give you head? What do you need? What do you need from me? Does this need to stop? You know, do we need to go in a different room? Which we ended up not doing, but, you know, making sure that you are just maintaining that connectivity. Because either way, you don't want your person to be left out there, like, not having a good time or having a bad experience, and you're not aware of that.
Right. Right. Now, sometimes where, you know, again, your partner might not even be playing, because I remember there's a couple of times where we've been at hotel parties where there'd be a moment I would just not be playing and just be standing watching. And I reflect and I think, if somebody was watching me right now, they would think I wouldn't be having a good time. So you never know, just check in. I think the debriefing is important. We make sure to do it after every, play experience.
And we also make sure to have sex with each other after every play experience.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. So we do. So we're focusing on communication in this episode. We'll do a future episode on just the ritual that we follow when it comes to, and ritual, you know, it includes communication, but there's also all these other things that we do, that are really important to every play experience. Like, and I'm talking about, like, what we do to get ready, the grooming, the checking in with each other, seeing how we look, and then the reconnection sex we have to have, after a play experience. So, but that's it, for our topic of the day. Oh, yeah. And the last thing you want to talk about is what you might want to try next time. Mm-hmm. Have that discussion of what you might want to do differently or what you might want to do that's new. That's it for our topic. Belle, do you want to tell our listeners what we're looking forward to come May 19th?
Yes, we're looking forward to the next hotel party with Amore Getaways. I think this will be our third or fourth.
Well, it'll be our, I think it'll be our fourth hotel party. Third, Amore Getaways
hotel party. Yes. Because they're always a good time. The crowd is always great. As you've heard from our sticky pages, there's always fun to be had. So if you're looking for a no pressure, like, no expectations hotel party with sexy people and a welcoming, open atmosphere, we definitely suggest Amore Getaways. You can find them on SLS.
Yeah. We'll have the information in our show notes, but swinglifestyle.com. You want to, if you don't have a profile on that yet, get on there, make a profile, and then, you know, try to find the Amore Getaways group. You know, we had an episode where we talked about finding your tribe. Amore Getaways was really our first point at which we got to our tribe. Mm-hmm. And the hotel parties are pretty cool. There's usually two rooms and then one common area, two playrooms and one common area. I think the first time we went, there might have been maybe, what are there, a dozen people or a dozen couples? I can't remember.
It was like 10 couples.
10 couples.
So 20 people?
Yeah.
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 There wasn't 10 couples because there were some single ladies and some a single.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
But it was something like that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the first time we went to one of their parties, I was amazed because that was the first time where, like, almost everyone who walked in the door was extremely fuckable. Like, they were just really attractive people. If you go to these hotel parties, you know, you will find one or two couples at least, that are very, very fuckable, are fun to watch have sex. If you're interested in watching people have sex, these hotel parties are awesome. If you're interested in being watched, these hotel parties are awesome. And if you're a full swap couple, you will likely find another full swap couple here. There's really a lot for everybody. The thing about these hotel parties, what I like most is that everybody is instructed to dress down, when they come in. So
like take off their clothes.
Yes. So people are either naked or wearing something really sexy. Guys are just usually wearing their boxers or briefs or whatever, but the women have on lingerie. So it's a win. Very affordable. I feel like maybe it was like $50 or something. The price might go up as we get closer to the event. So if you're interested, I would say you can email us and we can get word to Amora Getaways. They're good friends of ours. And they are Amora Getaways. They're actually a great couple, very attractive couple. The female in particular, is extremely bootylicious. I think, the Belle had described her as having a stupid booty on one episode.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the hotel party. We'll probably have a sticky pages about that. But today, our sticky pages is going to be about our second time going to a house party.
Man.
And the Belle is already telling you the quality of our experience there. But I thought it was important to first talk about what the setting was like, you know, mm-hmm. as far as the house. And then we'll talk about, who was there, and we'll talk about what they were doing.
Yes.
So why don't you describe what the house was like?
So it was actually a really nice house, right? It was very unassuming when we pulled up. It was in a neighborhood and I had this like top on that kind of had my titties out and like, a family had just pulled in their driveway and their kids were like getting out. So I was like, no, we got to wait.
Keep the titties in.
We got to wait until they go in the house before I get out this car with my titties hanging out. so, but we go in the house and it's like there's three levels and down in the basement they have like the little play areas and there's a pool table. There's a hot tub, which of course we know the Bomber loves. Mm-hmm. And up in the main area, there was like a whole deck and nice like lounge, like couch, living room area. And then upstairs, there was one bedroom that you could close the door if people wanted privacy.
And they had a sword in that room. It was so random. It was just on the wall.
So random. it's like 14-year-old boy. Like, ooh, there's a sword.
That's awesome, man.
So, yeah. So it was a nice house. It was a nice setup. There was a good flow around so people could be in different places and talk to each other. So the setup was nice.
Okay. So, yeah. Now, so that was a fair description of the setup. Did you mention their backyard had like this pond?
Oh, yeah. In the backyard, there was like this waterfall with a koi pond and stuff. And it was like all fenced in and like there's trees there. So you could have, they didn't want you to play outside, but like you could go outside naked if you wanted to or something like that.
Right.
But it was very, seductive.
Yeah, it's very sexy. Their house was on point. Their setup was on point.
And apparently, like, they had someone in the lifestyle help them find that house, which is, like, very interesting.
Yeah, because the hot tub was already there when they purchased mm-hmm. the house. They had a really nice hot tub setup. Okay, so now we're going to talk about who was there. Now, before we talk about who was there, I thought this was important to mention. So, I think what I'm starting to learn and understand is at these house parties, the folks that show up to these parties tend to be very familiar with each other, right? They know each other. They played with each other before. So it's almost like family and friends sort of coming together and fellowshipping, except they're fucking, right? So I think that makes people a lot more comfortable.
Okay.
And that's important to understand for what we're about to say right now. Because folks were, in my view, they just seemed really, really comfortable. And that basically means they, for me, it looked like a few people didn't try that hard. The other thing I'm going to say, and then I'll give it to Belle to sort of talk about, the crowd. Is that I know on previous episodes we talked about white people and black people and just about how they get prepared to impress visually at these parties. And I had alluded to the observation that many times white people don't tend to try as hard as black people when it comes to, you know, dressing up for these things, because there's a privilege there. They can sort of show up everywhere. It's fine. But, you know, black people, if they look in urban and dirty, you know, that's sort of associated with an element that folks don't want to have around. But at this particular party, it was almost flipped. The white people that were there were actually, for the most part, dressed well for the occasion.
Decently.
And then the black people, the black people just did not give one single fuck.
No fuck.
So there might have been maybe one or two. I don't think there was. Maybe there was one. There was one woman that did impress me, but she impressed me when her clothes came off. So I just wanted to say that and acknowledge my racism. Okay, so Belle, you take the lead here.
So the bomber was just like, hey, there's this party tonight. Let's go check it out. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, you know, who's going to be there? You know how black people are. So who's going to be at this party? What's the host couple look like? Blase, blase. What he failed to mention was that this was a fetish kink party.
They did not have that in the description.
They had to have it somewhere.
No, they did not.
I don't believe that.
Not. Which, even though we talked to the owner and he talked about this being a problem, but they didn't communicate that.
Which is not a problem if that's what you're into. But clearly, I have discovered, learned about myself, and that's not my kink. Like, I'm kinky in the sense that I like fucking other people, but beyond that, I am very vanilla. So I'll just put that out there, okay? So the individuals at this party were interesting. I would say that it trended older. Mm-hmm. So there were some young folks there, but for the most part, it trended older. It was a fairly mixed crowd. So there were some black people there.
Mm-hmm.
One Asian girl who was cute and who came dressed appropriately.
That's right.
Was
yeah,
one
she
of the
had
few.
A sexy, like, dress on.
One of the few that came dressed appropriately. And then there were our people who were there. Mm-hmm. Who, personality-wise,
they were very
like
nice.
Very nice people. Just no one that I would ever want to fuck. Not one of them.
The reason why. The reason why DeBell is saying that is because, like, first impressions matter. So again, like I said, these folks were just very comfortable. It was like, you know, you would just come into their house to hang out.
I don't care. Like, even when we're going to see people that we have played with before, I still make it a point to look fuckable. Like, I still go through the effort to look very attractive and appealing and desirable. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what. Whether I'm meeting you for the first time or I'm meeting you for the 10th time.
Right.
Or the 100th time.
So this was really a shame because I think this is really important for our listeners to understand. So there was one particular gentleman that was there. Again, he just had on a t-shirt. Like, he just didn't really try that hard. The Belle sort of had this impression of him. Like, he was a nice guy, but he just didn't try, right, that hard. But the reason why I say it's a shame is because if he had tried, he would have really won some points there, because when he took his shirt off, he was really fit. But he had already been tainted by that initial first impression. That's the idea. That's the impression I got from you. So I don't know if I'm wrong there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, a guy could, or a girl could come into a party with the best body in the world, but just not looking right, like coming with unmatched clothes, just maybe,
yeah, because it's a whole package thing. Yeah. Like, it makes me question other things. Like, yeah, so there's the one guy there who, like, kind of tried, because he said he had got that shirt that day. Like, he had went and bought him a whole new shirt for the party, mm-hmm. but it was just a t-shirt. Like, it was just okay. And, you know, fashion is subjective, right? Mm-hmm. He just looks okay, but it wasn't, you know, major whatever. He wasn't super, he didn't make himself super appealing. Mm-hmm. Now, he did have a nice body. He did, that was good once he took the shirt off. But still, I was like, meh, you know, not really feeling it. This other dude.
Okay, so this was an extreme case here.
This nigga looked homeless. Like, he looked like, what's his name from 12 Years a Slave? He just escaped from the plantation. Ain't shaved, ain't cut his hair.
He actually reminded me of Earn from Atlanta.
Yes. Yeah. But like worse. Yeah. Like he been staying in that storage unit for 2 months at least. Mm-hmm. And ain't had a shower, ain't had a time to go take a shower. Like, this nigga look homeless.
Yeah.
He looked dirty.
Yeah. And he probably wasn't. See, this is the thing. He clearly wasn't homeless. He clearly wasn't dirty. We didn't smell anything.
No.
But well, the visual.
I ain't get that close.
The visual was just, and again, nice guy. The visual was just so, tell us about the dirty dick analogy. Cause you explained this to me and I was like, wow, that's brilliant. So it was just basically about, well, if he's not really taking care of himself
If you're not taking care of your face, if you don't look like you at least can wash your face, because that's what you can see, right?
Yeah.
You can see your face. If you aren't even looking like you can wash your face, I know you ain't washing your nuts. At least it looks like it. So it's like looking at you in your face, I know your dick is dirty. I know it is. And I'm not going anywhere near it. Nowhere near. Like, if your face looks like that, your balls stink. Like, I know. I just know it. And I could be wrong. I probably am wrong. His balls probably didn't stink, but it looked like it.
Yeah.
So I won't gonna go nowhere near him.
Right. And this is why I can't say this enough. Like, yo, clean up, because... You know, and I know that, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. It's what's
fuck
inside
that.
That
we
matters.
Are going to a stranger's house to fuck strange people. Look like you want to get fucked.
Yeah, that's the thing. Look fuckable. It could be very shallow.
Yes.
And but...
I'm fine. I'm shallow. Okay. And?
But that was... That, like, looking... And the thing... Here's the thing I was thinking about. Like... Even if you did like him, I'd be like, no, because I don't want to watch him fucking you. I don't want to even see that shit. You know, so, like, and it doesn't take that much. It's just a razor and, like, a trip to the barber shop. That's it, you know. And this got,
you can get razors for a dollar. That's what they got a Dollar Shave Club for. Like, it is not that hard.
Yeah.
You don't even have to all the way, like, rock a baldy, like, in your pubic area. Trim it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Make sure it's clean. But you ain't got to shave everything. But, dog, like, what?
Yeah. That's what, when we saw him, we were like, wait, what happened there? You know, again, we're not on this podcast to insult anybody, but I got to be honest. Like, when you see when I see something like that, it is an extreme turnoff.
Yeah.
Extremely, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. Like, I don't care what his girl looks like. I'm just, we're not playing with that couple. No. Mm-mm. And that matters. So that's enough about that. I also wanted to mention, that there was a woman there of a couple that clearly looked us up because they called us by our SLS name. We will not mention here. but they had just found us no matter where we went.
Everywhere. Like we were in the hot tub. They came and found us in the hot tub. We left the hot tub. We were in one of the playrooms. They were in one of the playrooms. Like, they were following us around a party.
Yeah. Because he clearly wanted you.
Oh, yes.
And she wanted me, and we just did not feel like we were a good match for them.
No.
And in some ways, we were sort of turned off by the whole evening, so we weren't going to really play with any. I mean, there was one couple we met that was a new couple. This happened to be a white couple, and mm-hmm. this was the only couple I genuinely felt like, you know, connected to, comfortable
mm-hmm.
with,
mm-hmm.
Because it had just been their first time there too, and we vibed with them well. Like I was, as we were talking to them, I was like, I think I could play with this couple.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
One interesting thing about the woman of the couple that was chasing us around is, she had the most brilliant set of tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she had a tattoo around her areolas that made her areolas look like heart-shaped areolas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you couldn't really tell that those weren't her areolas.
Mm-hmm.
But I was
areoli.
Like... areoli. Whatever the plural is. I was like, wow, that is some creative shit. Like, that's really cool. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So... let's talk about, so that's the who is that. Oh yeah. Let's talk about the host. We spoke to the host.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the hosts were a poly family. So a polyamorous family.
Mm-hmm.
So the husband had a girlfriend, but the girlfriend was also dating some other people. And the wife wasn't there.
She was with her boyfriend.
She was out with her boyfriend with the husband and wife's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know if her boyfriend was dating some people. I don't know. It was confusing. I needed a map. that's a whole lot of people to keep track of.
Yeah.
Because the husband and the girlfriend had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But then one of the girlfriends was also dating somebody else's boyfriend or husband. I don't know. It was confusing. Poly is not for us because that's just a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And poly couple. I mean, poly couples and swinger couples are not the same at all.
Uh-uh.
At all. These all fall into the bucket of non-monogamy.
Yeah.
But. Oh man, polyamorous. Like I can't. I just
as we were talking to him, he was like it's not about the sex. Like they're not even when him and his wife first started out, it wasn't really like they did a little bit of swinger stuff because that was all that was out there. But it really wasn't about having sex with other people. Like they wanted genuine other
mm-hmm.
intimate relationships.
Right, they tried the swinging thing and they didn't like it because
yeah.
it was too impersonal. They wanted something really intimate.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, we're not. I mean, you know, all the power to couples who can actually do this.
Right.
But
I was like, the bomber can barely remember when my birthday is, let alone three other bitches.
Yeah.
So.
yeah, that's way too much. So, yeah. All right. So let's talk about what we saw. So let me start this off first because I thought this was funny. So I had to use the bathroom at some point. This was early in the evening. Nothing even started yet.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the bathroom. So in order to get to this particular bathroom, it was in the basement, and it was like you had to walk through a playroom with two beds in it before you got to that bathroom. So on your way to the bathroom, you were going to see some shit. Actually, no matter where you were in the basement, you were going to see some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into the bathroom. Nothing's happening now. People are just sort of sitting around. I'm just walking past folks. This one woman tells me to be careful of this plug that I, you know, walked over. And I wasn't sure where the plug went to. It could have gone to an iron. I don't know what the fuck. I just need to use the bathroom. Anyway, as I'm in the bathroom, I hear like moaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Somebody's playing on one of the beds already.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear like spanking. And I'm like, oh shit, this is different. So then I walk out and I just see, you know, this fairly attractive white woman, faced away, from the crowd that has now formed in the playroom. Everybody just sitting down watching this shit. And she's just getting spanked simultaneously while she's getting like this vibrator against her clit.
Yeah.
And I think she was actually getting hit in the pussy or something like that. Or yep. Somebody was spanking her.
That anyway, shit is for the birds.
Yeah.
Like, nah.
So her ass was turning red. I, of course, trip over the plug. Mm-hmm. And turn the vibrator off by mistake.
Oh, look at you, killing the fun.
I apologized profusely and plugged it in, and they, you know, continued on their spanking ways. But I mentioned that first because the kink on at this party was turned up.
Oh yes.
So I saw electricity at some point. Actually, I'm going to let you describe.
So apparently this toy is called the Violet Wand, and it's like you plug it up. It's not a vibrator, but it conducts. It has these different attachments where it conducts electricity through, like actual, like, you know, sparks of electricity. Like, you know, you get like the static cling or whatever was like sparks of electricity. So one of the attachments was this comb looking thing, which was just too traumatic for me because I'm a black girl with black hair and an old grandma and hot combs, and that's what that looked like with electricity, and I was like, not here for that. But it looked interesting, it looked cool. And so, like, the dude was, you know, rubbing the little electric comb thing across her body, mm-hmm. and it was like, you know, shocking her and stuff, and so it was interesting. But then he said something that was very concerning to me. Because, like I said, like 90% of girls in the lifestyle have their nipples pierced. And this girl had her nipples and her belly button pierced. And he was like, yeah, I got to stay away from those because we could get electrocuted.
Okay.
Sir. Anytime my play involves possible electrocution and death, no. The hell? The fuck? What? Like, you could just accidentally, like, go over.
Like, you could sneeze.
Yeah.
And then I could die.
Right. Like, what the hell? No. Not here for it. And so then he switches the attachment. So now it's like a whip. Instead of the comb, like the hot comb looking thing, it's a whip. Still with the electricity. And so he was like, yeah, so this is more turned up because the silicone conducts the electricity better. And so he was rubbing it on her, and you could tell it was like getting a little bit too much for her. And so I'm just sitting here interested, like, this is really crazy right now. Like, mm-hmm. this is different. So I was like, let me just, I know it's not for me. And he said, he was like,
it's not for everybody.
It's not for you. I can tell this ain't for you. I was like, okay, but I just want to know. Like, you ain't going to, you know, put it on my titties or anything like that. But I just stuck my arm out. I was like, let's just try it on my forearm. Like, that's, you know, that's a pretty tough area. Mm-hmm. You could withstand some kind of pain. He put that electrical whip on my arm, and I felt like I had been shot.
Wow.
Like, no, that shit hurts. I mean, some people are into pain.
So
play.
I had imagined it feeling like just a static shock.
No, it feels like you done plugged in a fucked up toaster and you accidentally mini electrocuted yourself. Like, that's what it feels like. You know what that's like. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you plug in something, the wiring isn't quite right, and it gives you a shock, but like 10 times that.
Oh, wow.
Like, I felt like I had got burned. Mm. Like, it had like singed my skin. And you could see it too. Like, you could see the spark.
Yeah, like, you could see the spark.
You could definitely see the spark. Yeah.
It's interesting to see, like, in low light.
I can't do it.
But yeah, that was something new we saw. That was really, really interesting.
So the discussion we had post play was, nah, we ain't doing that.
We're not doing the shocking thing?
No.
Well, no, that is.
We're not doing the whipping thing either, no. Because my ancestors didn't die for you to whip my behind with no flogger whip shit. No, hell no.
It's like our ancestors got whipped a little too much.
Right.
We got whipped enough.
And it was a white man doing the whipping. Mm-mm. I was not lining up for
historical
that.
Historical trauma.
Right. But no, but he was really whipping her pussy. And I was like, girl, say the safe word. Because,
yeah, she was nice, though. She was a cute, very nice girl. She described herself as a submissive.
Mm-hmm.
And she was clearly that.
Yes.
But
she said that was too much for her, too.
Yeah, yeah, she did. But, you know, she submitted to it anyway.
Mm.
I'd say that some of the other things we saw at this party, there was, like, in the basement, there was, like, a full-on orgy going on.
Now, that vibrator pillow thing, I did want to try that.
Yeah.
It was like a wedge, like one of those sex wedges, but in the middle of it, it had a vibrator coming through it. And it had some diagrams on the wall for how you use it, because people like us wouldn't know what the fuck we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked interesting. I would try that. And they had a sex swing.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
We didn't try that either.
I didn't see anyone use that.
I didn't see anyone actually have sex in the sex. People were like sitting in it, but no one was like having sex in the sex swing.
Yeah, that's something actually we should have thought about trying.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think as far as what we saw, that was about it. I saw a few women getting, you know, giving oral while getting it from the back. Saw that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that again, it was an older crowd, so. But they were getting down though, and the base. You can't say that this was an inactive party. They were
definitely getting. Saw some assless chaps. Or, excuse me, just chaps, because apparently chaps are always assless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, and I think that was it. There was a pinata at some point that took us forever to destroy.
It was filled with condoms and candy and liquor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they had some interesting alcohol. They ran out of chasers way too soon.
Yeah.
We should have brought some more chasers. But yeah, that was our Sticky Page experience.
I think the funniest thing of the night is that because we're so vanilla, like, we started playing together in one of the playrooms and it cleared out.
Yeah.
Like, we finished and nobody was in there.
Yeah. Like, clearly we were not kinky enough for this crowd, which was a very new experience for us, because people usually like watching us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we needed to, I needed to take out some kind of stunning device or something, or maybe like a lightsaber. Start like
a lightsaber.
And put on a show. Just start cutting up your back or something.
Mm-mm.
Like, oh, this is interesting. Yeah, so.
Oh, and I did see they were doing the, what was it? The shibori? The rope tying thing?
Oh, yeah.
I saw somebody getting tied up, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that either.
Yeah, so I think we will not be doing the the kinky house party anymore. I gotta say, we haven't had a good house party experience.
Not yet.
Mm-mm. You know, we're still willing to try it out. I think one of the reasons why we aren't having that good of an experience at the house parties is because we're going to house parties that are full of people that aren't in our tribe.
Yeah.
And once we find that house party, then that'll be great. Although a part of me believes that we'll have to be the ones creating that house party, because I haven't seen it work out yet. All right. So, anything else from our sticky pages?
No, I mean we did have a good time, kind of. It was interesting. It was an interesting time. I know it was like at one point, I don't know what happened. Like, I think we got out the hot tub or something, or we had just finished playing and that couple had came to find us again.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, let's just go.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, and this couple, they seemed nice. It was one of those situations where I was like, I don't want to watch him fucking you. Like, I don't want to see that.
I didn't want to fuck him.
Yeah. I didn't want to see. Like, I... No, because I feel bad, because folks are going to be listening to this and, like, thinking that, you know, we're super shallow, and that's not the case. We just, yeah, we are shallow, actually.
But, like, you have the liberty to be shallow in the lifestyle. Like, you don't have to fuck everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just because we're a full-stop couple, just because we're in the lifestyle, doesn't mean that we have to fuck everybody.
That's right.
No, like,
that's
we can true. Be picky. Like,
yeah. And we are.
Everyone can be picky. Like, you decide who you want to fuck. Like, it's not no rule that says, oh, you have to give everybody a chance. No! Fuck that! No!
Just give me a chance!
Nah! Nah! Mm-mm.
All right.
Selective. We are okay. Selective.
So,
and you can be selective too.
Yes. So you don't have to be politically correct when it comes to fucking other people.
Like, yeah, people will act like it's a crime to have preferences. Like, it's not okay to prefer to want to sleep with certain types of people, certain shapes of people. I want to sleep with men with big dicks and nice bodies that have great personalities. Like, is that a problem?
No, that's not a problem. I mean, this raises a question, and, you know, we're clearly coming to the close of this episode. But so if I say, like, I don't think it's a problem. Like, if you're white and you're like, we're not going to play with black couples, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think when it comes to your body, you are allowed to have as many fucking isms as you want when it comes to your body. You don't, if you don't want to fuck Muslims, fine. If you don't want to fuck trans, it's just like, yo, I don't want to fuck any transsexuals.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in fucking a transsexual, and that's okay. That doesn't mean I'm transphobic.
No.
I have a preference for not wanting that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some women might say that they're not interested in sleeping with bisexual men.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a porn star that committed suicide recently because she had suggested that she didn't want to work with guys who also did gay porn.
Mm-hmm.
And like the media and Twitter like came after her and like bullied her and like she probably got some death threats or something and she finally couldn't take it anymore and killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like feeling bad and then it raised this debate about like, why the fuck should we have anything to say when somebody's deciding who they want to let inside of their bodies?
Right.
Right.
We shouldn't.
No. Your body is not a public enterprise.
It's right.
It's not a public institution that is an equal opportunity institution.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
People don't have an equal opportunity. And clearly at the house party we went to, we shut our doors.
Yes.
Which
is okay.
Yes.
Which is perfectly fine.
Yeah, and there's some people that, you know, they you know, some people might not want to sleep with a dark-skinned man such as myself.
I'm sure there are plenty of people that don't want to sleep with us, and that's fine. I really could give a fuck. There's enough other people that do want to sleep with us that
we'd be happy to give a fuck.
Exactly.
All right. So I think that's a topic we'll talk about on another episode because I think it's the elephant in the room sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But as for this episode, we pretty much wrapped this up. I thought this was a great discussion. Please send us your sticky pages, questions, comments.
Yes, we have been getting some emails. Please keep sending them. We are going to start reading some of them on the show.
Yeah.
And answering some of your questions. So comment, like, rate, send us emails, send us your sticky pages, send us your questions. We definitely want to hear from you.
Yes, and please do subscribe.
Oh, that too.
On iTunes, SoundCloud. And email us at black and kinkylifestyle at gmail.com. That's nkinky, the letter. And yeah, and remember, Amore Getaways hotel party,
May 19th.
We will certainly be there. So if you want to meet the bomber and the bell, that's a great way to do it.
And I promise, we actually are nice in person.
Yes.
Although we've been kind of shady on this episode.
Right. Yo, man, if this motivates people to groom, dress up, be sexy. Listen, we want everybody to be as sexy as they possibly can. We want the world to be a sexy world.
Yes.
Okay? So, yes, if there are people listening to this like, God damn, I haven't shaved in a while. I didn't know it was that serious. Yo, yes. Or, you know, you got a bush down there, sir. You can trim that shit down and it looks beautiful.
It makes your dick look big.
Yes, it does.
Like, if you need some help making your dick look big, shave your fucking pubic hairs. Okay?
Shave it. Use an electric shaver, though. I mean,
We'll have a whole episode on grooming.
Yes, yes, we will. All right. Okay, thanks, everybody. Stay sexy, stay black, stay kinky.
Yeah.